Be very, very quiet. I'm using a soy substitute to make vegan wabbit.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, just checking my privilege.
Aren't you supposed to shoot at me?
No, I'm protesting the NRA.
Come on, I'm the bunny.
Did you say Bernie? Because I want Bernie Sanders as my president.
What's gotten into you, Nimrod?
Save the wabbits, save the planet. No more waifus, come reform.
Well, this is no fun. That's all, woke.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
For once in my life, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street without enough to eat.
I'm gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello!
The search for six construction workers missing in the wake of the Baltimore Bridge collapse has gone from a rescue to a recovery mission. The six are now presumed dead more than 24 hours after the Key Bridge gave way after being struck by a container ship. The Russian concert hall massacre, Senator Tom Cotton says, a wide-open southern border leaves the U.S. vulnerable to the same breed of terrorists who carried out that horrific attack in a suburb of Moscow. Advancing his independent presidential campaign, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has chosen California attorney and liberal political activist Nicole Shanahan as his running mate. An impressive NASDAQ debut for Trump Media and Technology Group. The shares jumped 16% on the first day of trading under the ticker symbol DJT. On Wall Street, Dow futures 147 points higher. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. And welcome to Wednesday morning on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. And I am proud to announce, with Rich Thomas as my best man, that I am a granddaddy again.
Oh, I love this video. The one you're playing in front of me right now with the new doggy and the parrot.
Yeah. Easy. And he's... I've got a lot of great pictures, but
what kind of lineage do you think? What kind of?
I think there's a little pit, bunch of different things. Yeah. I absolutely love this dog's ears.
Yeah,
and
so cute.
Look at him playing with the parrot there with a toy, and he's very sweet.
You figure he's still a puppy?
I'm not sure. I think that's about as big as he's going to get. That's what she said anyway, my daughter.
So, you know what? She ought to do it's about $100. She ought to do the DNA test on him.
Grandpa will be coming down this weekend with all kinds of spoilage. I mean, whatever this dog needs, we will get. Because I love spoiling creatures I love.
Yep.
And that's just the way I'm at. So, I'm really happy about this. And, you know, last night she was telling me, well, I feel guilty because I just lost Bella.
No,
and I
said, no. You can't do that.
No, that's, this dog needs you and is so sweet and will be a great companion.
In 2020, I was dogless on this day.
Yeah.
But I was just a few days away from a brand new friend. Yeah. And only weeks after losing Bailey. Yeah.
So, and God, we all just adored Bailey. She was such an amazing dog. But this boy, and it's funny, the people at the Humane Society, knowing what a tough act Bailey would be to follow.
Yeah, they were thrilled.
Yes, they knew that this dog would be a good match for you.
Perfect match.
So, at the moment, life is good. Now, if I start thinking about the news, Baltimore Bridge collapse threatens to disrupt $80 billion in cargo and risk 140,000 jobs. Now, let's make it as bad as we can so we can step in and make it worse with government. Oh, God. I think I'm going to go back to being a DJ. I'm sitting in the parking lot. I used to sit in the parking lot before the show, have a smoke and a cup of coffee, and I would, you know, check a couple of different news sources. No, today I listened to Funeral for a Friend at top volume.
Yeah.
Blasting that in the parking lot. And I can't take this. It's just nuts.
I know.
I wrote a magazine column yesterday called Influenza, the new pandemic. That means influencers, right? You like what I did there?
I see what you did there.
And I'm submitting one to 1819 News called, hang on one second, the American Inclusion. And what that's all about. And I just cannot believe, as inflation gets worse than everything else, there's a poll this morning, Morning Consult, of Citizen Free Press, has Biden now ahead in half of the swing states. I can't wrap my mind around that. Not just yet. But how about a beautiful Easter weekend?
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
There's a dense fog advisory, but it depends on where you are. We look out our window, we don't see any fog right now.
No.
At the Prattville Airport, there's no fog right now. But at Maxwell, 3/4 of a mile visibility, of course, that's near the river. At Danley Field, MGM, 1/4 mile visibility, that's a big deal. So, dense fog advisory till 8 o'clock this morning, so it's pretty spotty. Otherwise, mostly sunny, comfortable today with a high around 73. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight, low in the mid-40s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high around 69 for Thursday, but we'll be in the low 70s, low to mid-70s on Good Friday. That's a good forecast. Upper 70s on Saturday. Near or above 80 on Easter Sunday. In fact, I've got us at 83. Sunshine right through that period of time. Extended string of dry, storm-free days. We'll take it. And right now this morning, with dense fog in spots, it's clear, calm, 48 at 614.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Oh, wow!
What's today?
Today is Little Red Wagon Day.
When you were little, you had a little red wagon.
I wrapped my little red wagon around a tree.
I got a real red wagon.
My red wagon?
Redder!
TGIF, am I right or what?
TGIF, it's Wednesday.
I know, that's what makes it fun. Honey,
get drunk.
Happy National Little Red Wagon Day.
Showtime. It is 6:15. We have a call. I don't know who it is because Jay's not in yet, but let's find out. Good morning. Who are we speaking?
Good morning, Bobby Clark.
Hey, hi.
It's...
What's going on?
What's going on with you?
Did you say Bobby Clark?
Yes, sir.
Bobby Clark? Superstar? How are you?
I'm great, man. What's going on for y'all this morning?
Well, I'm just, every time I walk outside my house, I'm just amazed at the job the Tree Masters did, for starters. And it was great to see you there that day, and you are a funny man. You got a great sense of humor.
Life is short, so you got to be funny and have fun.
You are absolutely correct on that, Mr. Clark. There's a gentleman here in the studio who needs to speak with you.
Yeah, it's. I need you to take a look at a couple of trees in my backyard.
Yeah, we're going to do that. That was one of the reasons I was calling.
Yeah. But this one, when you get a chance, Rich, give me a call when you're off the air, or we can talk.
Okay. All right. Give me a shoot me a phone number.
Oh, I'll do that right now.
Okay.
I will do that right now.
All right, no problem. Good deal.
Well, guys, y'all have a wonderful morning and have a great time today.
Take care.
You too, my friend. Thanks again. Yeah, Tree Masters did just. I got to tell you, watching people with a professional skill set that I don't personally have.
Yeah.
Watching them do their thing.
No, I couldn't do that.
No, and you wouldn't want to when you see how. And here's the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Our neighborhood is, what you say, really condensed, crowded, but you could see what they were doing from just about anywhere on our whole corner of Arrowhead, and they picked up four other jobs while they were working on our house.
Well, I don't know if you remember a tree in my neighborhood that was like this. I know we're on the radio, but it was on an angle across the street.
Yeah.
And it looked precarious. It looked like during a storm it could come down. I watched, and I'm not sure if it, who took it down, but I watched that process, and that was fascinating.
It really is. It's like when Georgia Floors Direct, when I had a hardwood floor put in, those people were amazing to watch because I didn't realize how much math and measuring was involved in making things fit.
You got to know what you're doing to do that right. You know, I mean, that's quite a job, you know?
All right, now I'm trying to send this information to you.
No, I got it.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. All right, good. That's what that sound. I thought I had a different sound when I contacted you by text.
Well, that one was an airdrop sound that you just did.
I airdropped it?
You just airdropped Bobby Clark's information to me, his card.
So I want to send you a regular test.
Okay.
Text.
All right. That's you.
NBC. Market off in the positive territory today. Yesterday, the company that chartered that barge that hit the bridge in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Their stock took a big hit yesterday.
Gee, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And I want to quote from a buddy of mine who is an engineer who sent me his take. I don't know. Where is that? By the way, I had 1,400 shares off that.
The video of the
second one we posted yesterday morning.
Right.
That's pretty amazing.
That's called going viral.
Yep. Where is this? Okay. This guy's an engineer, so this is no wild man coming up. He said, sent me a sped up version of the ship hitting the bridge. It speeds up. You can see the smokestack on the back end. I noticed that too. Cyber attacks on the ship's computers. Guarantee you. Cyber attack.
Hmm.
And then says, didn't Obama produce a movie about something like this? Hmm. Cyber attack on a cargo ship?
Hey, by the way, talking about speeding up and in the timeline and everything.
Yeesh.
That last, first of all, the guy yells Mayday, and then they get on the radio and they try to warn the crew on the, which they couldn't do because the bridge came down. But the last car left the bridge just before the bridge came down.
Here is part of that sound. And now what am I getting here? Where is that coming from? There's something else happening. Okay, I got it. All right, from the Baltimore Bridge Dispatch.
Hey, one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold on traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
I'm en route to the south side.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. There's a crew up there. You might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
10-4, once the other unit gets here, I'll ride up on the bridge.
C-13 dispatch, the whole bridge just fell down. Everybody, the whole bridge just collapsed.
Do we know if all traffic will stop?
I can't get to the other side, sir. The bridge is down.
C-13, I'm holding all traffic northbound.
It's pretty dramatic.
Jeez. But, to see that last car leave the bridge right before. Oh, man.
Yeah, and then, as you're watching the videos with the ship approaching, And you look up at the top on the bridge and you see semis and cars that are just making it off that thing seconds before it hit.
It's miraculous.
Totally. Could have been much, much worse than it actually turned out being. By the way, if you are interested in learning the whys and wherefores of why things work the way they do in the market, you know, you hear numbers and terms on the radio, but Brent McDonald would love to have the chance to sit and talk to you about protecting your money during the times that are headed our way and actually growing it. There are ways to do that. Nobody's going to try to sell you anything. It's just a chance to sit down with a financial planner, and Brent would tell you himself. He said it on the air 100 times. If you're not going to see him, talk to somebody, because we have some rough waters ahead. 387-0094. That's the number for Brant and his team at Invista Advisors. We're going to get a traffic update in 1819 News, and then we are back.
Well, traffic is brisk headed into Montgomery this morning on I-65 southbound. We're a little busy on the interstates through downtown Montgomery. No real major problems anywhere in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, or Montgomery this morning. Buckle up, be safe. We're going to keep you updated on traffic. Invisible Fence is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
The Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen, has released a warning about mailers that are going out to Alabamians. Allen says a misleading, unsolicited mass mailing will include pre-filled voter registration forms in them. Allen says that the mailers are coming from two out-of-state groups, Voter Participation Center and the Center for Voter Information. Allen says this effort is only going to cause confusion in the state and is a targeted partisan interference within the state elections. The two groups claim that they're only seeking to bring democracy to underrepresented populations like people of color, youth, and unmarried women. Allen said that Alabamians should be assured that his office is capable of handling an influx of voter registrations that may result from these mailers, and he does admit that a pre-filled form is not currently illegal. However, he says that often they're pre-filled with inaccurate or outdated data regarding the voter. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A Chinese woman who was arrested in 2021 for setting fire to a Montgomery church is now sentenced for arson. Jiaquan Yan is an illegal alien from China who will now spend 8.5 months in prison for the fires that she set at First Baptist Church in Montgomery. Prosecutors say that Yan had multiple encounters with church staff before the start of that fire in October. Yan was also charged with possession of an illegal firearm. 33-year-old Justin Hammer of Northport was named the 2024 champion of the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic. Hammer reeled in 58 pounds and 3 ounces of fish over a 3-day tournament that was on Grand Lake in Oklahoma and takes home a grand prize of $300,000. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Kapoya! You silly sausage.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
He's got it. He knows where to hide them. Big Easter eggs with chocolate inside. He's leaving eggs, but he doesn't lay them. He's big and furry, he has them in a hurry. He's the bunny, Easter bunny. That bunny's alright, yeah, he's alright.
It is 627 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We have to check 1819 news. It might have been yesterday. Sometimes this era of automation and things downloading themselves, sometimes it doesn't always work out that way. So thank you for bringing that to my attention. By the way, from the interwebs, netizens, meaning net citizens, find uncanny similarities between the Baltimore Bridge collapse and scenes from Leave the World Behind. And you'll never guess in a million years who produced that movie.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah. It's about a ship, an oil tanker that cyber attacked and runs ashore. Of course, the whole idea there is we got to get rid of the fossil fuels so we can all live Spartan lives and but feel good about the planet. I'm going to post this on Facebook. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. How many conspiracy theories have we seen come true? Especially those involving Trump and Russia and collusion and hoaxes and all this other crap.
Everything's got to have a conspiracy angle.
Well, because we're so used to being lied to. I mean, they just, that's all they do. They'll go out and, Corinne Jean-Pierre will go out there today and tell you it's Thursday with a straight face. And you can say, well, no, look, no, it's Thursday. That's just the way it works in these times. Speaking of times, the timeline with Rich Thomas is ahead in just a couple of moments. So take a seat. And if you don't have a good seat to take, go to Kaiser Final Furnishings.
How about that for a segue?
Yeah. I mean, if you're ready for something new, sofa's getting a little bit beat up. Maybe your bedroom set looks dated, uninspiring. There's all kinds of great reasons to go out and shop for new furniture. But if you're not shopping at Kaiser, at least including them, you're denying yourself access to hundreds and hundreds of choices you won't find anywhere else. And they have every type of style of furniture because with a 60,000 square foot warehouse, they've got room for everything. They don't have to pander to one particular type of style or another, nor do they have the ridiculous overhead that a lot of furniture stores have. It's a functional warehouse, and wear comfortable shoes because you will feel inspired to walk around and see all there is to see at Kaiser, where everything through the end of the month, which is coming up, is marked down 50% from the top ticket price. Now, Kaiser, you also have the option of going 0% financing for qualified customers if you spend $1,000 or more. And one thing you'll appreciate in terms of customer service at Kaiser, the effort that Stella Beard puts in to build relationships with customers. And now adding to her team at Kaiser, Leslie Wolfolk, who is a decorator. So if you're looking to build a theme in your home or a particular style, she's there to help. If you'd like a sneak preview, visit them online at ShopKaiser, KYSER.com, ShopKaiser.com. And don't forget, too, at the end of the day, furniture costs money. So when you can save 1.75% on sales tax, you should do that, or at least give it serious thought, because it's 8.25% at Kaiser and not 10% like it is everywhere else. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Please tell Stella and Leslie you heard about him here. All right, you guys in the back, he has arrived. The good ship, I don't want to use that term. Here's Jay.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
See, they're the first couple of
19 news we aired may have been yesterday. Somebody notified.
Yeah.
Something they didn't update it because I pulled it straight from their stuff.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll just send them a firm letter or something. How about the Ohtani press conference? This guy, you know, I heard his biggest fans and admirers on MLB Network yesterday. Hey, Mad Dog is back. There's one show on TV we're watching again.
Did he go off right at the beginning?
Yeah.
He was agitated.
It's like, how can you make this any worse for yourself?
I miss Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you miss him because he reminds you of me. Because he's prone to be very passionate and emotional.
No.
He's just a real fan. He's never proclaims expertise. And he's wrong a lot, but at least he admits it. Or some of these putzes that, well, yeah, I sort of whiffed on that one, didn't I? Some audio from the Shohei Ohtani press conference.
Hello. I know you have all been writing stories about me and my former translator. I would bet there must be more than 999.5 stories right now. Anyone want a piece of that action? I got $500 on the over of headlines with my name. No? Wimps. And I know a lot of you are wondering, how did this happen right under my nose? I mean, what are the odds? I'd say about 3-1. In fact, I'll put $1,000 down that no one is going to prove that I knew anything. Finally, because I am the face of baseball, I will wager there is a 0% chance I will be suspended. But I will be hammering the over at 0.5% if any of you reporters aren't too chicken to ante up. Thank you.
That was funny. Said Larry King from beyond the grave. All right, we are at 6:32. The timeline is next with Rich Thomas. We'll go back to the traffic dungeon for a quick visit with Skipper and tell you what happened. By the way, today is my half birthday.
Your half birthday?
My half birthday. Don't say any numbers or I will dump you. What?
Just your half birthday.
Well, I mean, I just happened to... I'm not expecting gifts or anything. I'm just... Now I feel stupid. I just feel so stupid.
That's all right. I told you about my February 8th as being the day I was...
conceived.
How did you get that information out of mom and dad? That's what I'd like to know. I mean, I'm pretty sure that I was a Christmas gift.
I just talked about the irony that it was exactly 9 months from their anniversary.
That's because anniversary sex is big with many committed couples. We'll be right back.
Well, we had an accident a little earlier, West South Boulevard on the ramp to I-65 southbound. Traffic is beginning to build all over the area. We're a little bit busy on the interstates now through downtown Montgomery. Boulevards, light to moderate, no problems. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. We will keep you updated. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got 3 floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions, combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:37 with the timeline for the 27th of March. Yes, it is my F birthday. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It is the 87th day of the year. 279 days are left. And about 6 months until Craig's birthday. It's Manatee Appreciation Day. Boy, I love me a sea cow. They're just such great animals. And unfortunately, they have a unfortunate plight in Florida right now. A lot of them have injuries on their
back
I've seen from propellers. And
the coolest thing, if you go to Port Everglades and go down to where people store their boats, you can take a hose that has fresh water and just turn it on. Hold it over the port water.
And you're going to see one of our buddies?
They come from everywhere. Yeah. You'll see five or six at a time.
Loving that colder water.
And sadly, you're right. They will, you'll see a few that have the propeller scars on their back.
You mentioned it's Little Red Wagon Day. I think every boy should have a radio flyer, you know.
Absolutely.
Remember that? That was so cool.
Until the time you can drive and you're a kid. Yeah. You look for anything that will make you move faster.
Yeah.
And putting a knee in your wagon and propelling yourself with the other leg is
radio
a memory.
Flyer. It's International Whiskey Day.
Well.
And
let's celebrate that during Random Facts.
It's National Joe Day. Enjoy a cup of Joe with all your friends named Joette, Joey, Joseph, Josephine, Joanna, Jody. National Joe Day. On this date in 1794, President George Washington authorized the creation of the U.S. Navy. He didn't autograph anything that day. 1884, the first long-distance telephone call is made from Boston to New York. 1865, Lincoln, Sherman, and Grant meet. At City Point, Virginia, they tried to plot the last stages of the Civil War, and of course, we're coming up to that critical time, you know, Appomattox and all of that, plus the assassination. April's 1865 was a big month. On this date, 160 years ago, 1860, and so that'd be 164 years ago, the corkscrew was patented.
The corkscrew?
Yeah. 154 years ago.
Isn't the corkscrew that removes cork from a wine bottle?
Yeah, from a wine bottle.
Mm.
Did you ever get the cork stuck inside the bottle there?
Look, when you're desperate for a drink.
Yeah.
there were numerous occasions where I would buy, you know, a $3-4 bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And I would end up hammering the cork into the wine, then pouring the wine through a strainer to keep all the little
cork pieces. Oh, to keep the cork pieces out?
You never quite get it all. Anybody else done that?
Sure.
No?
Oh, speaking of patented...
Batman.
On this date, 1866, Andrew Rankin received a patent for the urinal.
Maybe we'll get it in random facts. Who was the genius that came up with the urinal cake?
I don't know.
For a while there, we were giving away urinal cakes with various political faces on them, so you could release your frustration in a healthy way.
Really? We gave away some of those?
On the afternoon show.
Oh.
Hey, we listened to that thing that we pulled out of the files yesterday afternoon.
Right.
That is some good stuff on it. And a whole conversation with Mommy the Swami.
Oh.
You talk about chilling. So it was sometime between April of 2007 and August of 2008.
1912, Japanese cherry trees planted along the Potomac. Now, they just had the blooming, premature blooming, by the way.
Really?
Just a few days ago.
It's the climate change.
In Washington, D.C., Helen Taft, the wife of President William Taft, and the Japanese ambassador's wife plant two cherry trees on the northern bank of the Potomac River near the Jefferson Memorial. The event was held in celebration of a gift that the Japanese government gave of 3,020 cherry trees to the U.S. government. 1939, the University of Oregon won the first NCAA championship. They beat Ohio State to win the championship 46-33.
Who's Alabama playing this weekend?
Oh, no, that was Grand Canyon they played. Let me look.
Yeah, Grand Canyon. I had never heard of them before.
Neither had I.
Yeah. But then again, there's a lot of schools that specialize only in basketball.
They're playing tomorrow.
Well, they are. I thought it was Friday.
And who are they playing?
North Carolina.
Ooh, that's a toughie. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. 1964, big deal earthquake, rocks Alaska. How big a deal? The strongest earthquake in American history. You want to take a guess on the Richter scale?
I think it was 9.2.
9.2, you got it. It slammed southern Alaska, creating a deadly tsunami. Some 125 people were killed, thousands injured. The massive earthquake in its epicenter near the Prince William Sound, 8 miles northeast of Anchorage. It was the second largest earthquake ever recorded in the world.
They showed images. In fact, you can go on YouTubes and find video, but there's a video of a port draining all of its water.
Yeah.
All of the water.
Huh.
Drained out of this port and then came back. And there were sections of highway. One lane is here and the other lane is 30 feet above that one. It was
amazing.
Really amazing. Powerful.
Now our song of the day, it came from a great year in music, and that would be 1975. Love this song, love these guys from Waverly, Ohio. They used to tour a lot in the Midwest and the Northeast and also sometimes in the South. They played a lot of colleges. This played on rock radio and country radio. Amy, what you gonna do? Pure Prairie League is on the timeline, 6:44. Good morning.
I can see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. I thought that I might keep you for my own. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Yes, little Amy on your timeline this morning. On this date in 79, Eric Clapton married George Harrison's ex-wife, Patty Boyd. She inspired the song Layla, which you were going to play.
I was going to play it yesterday.
Wonderful Tonight.
But you mentioned Man in the Mirror, so I put that in today. We'll do Layla tomorrow.
You can't beat that. 1987, U2 played a free hour-long concert at a liquor store on a rooftop in downtown Los Angeles. part of the concert became the video, became in the video, where the streets have no name. 97, Dexter King, son of Martin Luther King, met with James Earl Ray, the man in prison for assassinating his father. Ray denied having anything to do with the shooting, to which Dexter replied, "I believe you."
Yeah, and so do I.
98, the FDA approves Viagra. If you're into that. Let's see. Now, birthday. Mariah Carey is 54 today. Quentin MLB opening day is tomorrow.
Yep.
4 days till Easter Sunday, 58 days till Memorial Day weekend, 246 days till Thanksgiving. And that is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now it's 646 years.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Alabama's personal injury attorney, me, Johnny Adams of the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert, everyone.
Thank you, Johnny. We mentioned at the top of the hour that the fog is very spotty this morning. We look out our window, we don't see any fog, but visibility is a quarter of a mile at MGM and three-quarters of a mile at Maxwell. So, you know, it just depends, especially near bodies of water. This is called radiation fog this morning. So, dense fog advisory till 8, mostly sunny, comfortable, high 73 today, chilly tonight, with partly cloudy skies, low in the mid-40s, sunshine 69 tomorrow, low to mid-70s on Good Friday, a good forecast, upper 70s on Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday. Yeah, I've got us around 83. How about that? One of the nicest Easters in a long time. Sunshine and an extended string of dry, storm-free days. We'll take it. Mid-80s by Monday. Wow. Right now this morning with dense fog and spots, it's 48 at 647.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goal.
Hey, we missed a big celebrity birthday. Branch Close. Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
We have been blessed to know some great attorneys. There's almost no jackpot I can get into where I don't have somebody I can reach out to for help.
He reminded me that we met when Bobby Bright was mayor.
When my daughter got ripped off when she came in to surprise me for my birthday.
That. I remember that.
I took care of that.
Me too, yeah.
And
she's a great guy.
Of course, if I commit a crime, Chad is there. These days, thoughts can be crimes. Well, but he's on standby. It's in speed, though. 648 on News Talk 93.1 FM. No matter what the occasion, Brian Jewelry stands ready to help you find the perfect match for the person you're shopping for. Oftentimes, that's the greatest thing. You know you need a gift, but you want to get something. You just want to throw money at something that looks like, well, I bought this. You want something that says, hey, I put some thought into it, even if I borrowed those thoughts from somebody else's brain. And that's one of the benefits of having a relationship with Brian Jewelry, because for three generations over seven decades, that's what they do. They calm you down. Oftentimes, last-minute shopping, you're in a frenzy, a little bit of an agitated state. Let them take care of it, because they have a vast collection, very competitively priced. In fact, you can do 0% financing with a Synchrony luxury account at Brian Jewelry and a layaway program as well, so you can plan ahead. I mean, why not think about Christmas now and take all that time to find something great and have it paid for when the big day rolls around? You can save money, too, because at BrianJewelry.com, their website is very informational and educational on gems and so forth, but there's a little membership sign up there. Click that, sign up, and the first time you buy an item worth $200 or more, they'll take $100 off at the register for you. Their beautiful building is at 1778 East Main in Prattville. And again, visit them online at BrianJewelry.com. We'll have traffic right after this SRN News replay, and then today's Cheap and Trashy.
with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The search for six construction workers missing in the wake of the Baltimore Bridge collapse has gone from a rescue to a recovery mission. The six are now presumed dead more than 24 hours after the Key Bridge gave way after being struck by a container ship. The Russian concert hall massacre, Senator Tom Cotton says, a wide-open southern border leaves the U.S. vulnerable to the same breed of terrorists who carried out that horrific attack in a suburb of Moscow. Advancing his independent presidential campaign, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has chosen California attorney and liberal political activist Nicole Shanahan as his running mate. An impressive NASDAQ debut for Trump Media and Technology Group. The shares jumped 16% on the first day of trading under the ticker symbol DJT. On Wall Street, Dow futures 147 points higher. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
Well, our earlier accident on the ramp at I-65 southbound West South Boulevard has cleared. So now we're just looking at light to mostly moderate traffic all over the area. I-65 and 85 are building just a bit. We're still clear at Prattville-Bilbrook-Wetumpka. However, traffic is really beginning to build coming out of those cities into Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's March 27th, the greatest day ever. On the 27th of March, 1998, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approves the use of the prescription drug Viagra. During the approval, a physician had to be contacted because the process lasted more than 4 hours. Have a great March 27th, the greatest day ever.
There's no business in show business to live events we can't go.
So juvenile using Viagra sound effects. And welcome at 6:55 to today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy. What a surprise. I've forgotten all about this incident until the story today. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett are shutting down their charitable foundation because donations dried up after he went gangster and slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars. In 2021, the foundation took in $2.1 million. First of all, why would you give money to Will Smith to help what? Unless you really got money to waste. They are closing the foundation because donations dropped by 83%. It's just not worth it anymore. I believe that's called consequences. Prince Harry and Cuba Gooding Jr. Jr.'s names have come up. Yeah, this is getting with the piddly diddly puddly wuddly puffy Combs.
Sean Combs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's in the... I read the lawsuit yesterday, or the suit that happened back in, I think it was last month, that was brought up against him about all the different things that he was doing, and there were pictures.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Want to shed some light on those photos?
Well, I mean, it was stuff that was submitted in court and then released publicly, so it was blurred. It was anything that shouldn't be shown was either left off or whatever, but there were pictures of Cuba Gooding Jr. there with...
Yeah, there have been a number of stories about him.
Yeah.
This guy, Rodney Jones, a music producer, and he's the one that filed the lawsuit against Piddly Puddly, says that Gooding began touching, groping, and fondling his legs. It gets very graphic after that. Yeah. Did he? Hey, you're a grown-ass man. Get a real name like Sean Combs. Try that.
Last we heard, he's somewhere in the Caribbean.
Right? Yeah,
Did he? Yes, he did.
Yeah. Diddy's alleged drug and gun mule was arrested by the feds. Diddy sold all of his shares in Revolt TV. That's kind of appropriate. And has more to do with it. Garbage. Christina Applegate says she has 30 lesions on her brain. I like her, and it just saddens me that she's got to go through this world.
30 lesions.
From MS, and she is being out with this because she didn't really share her breast cancer experience back in 2008, so she's just being open about it. Everything I was saying was a lie. It was me trying to convince myself of something, and I think that I did no service to anyone. Guess what? Another original idea from Hollywood. Pirates of the Caribbean is getting a reboot.
Yeah.
From Jerry Bruckheimer.
That's what I heard.
What was the last Pirates movie out? About 10 years ago?
Oh.
I mean, I enjoyed a couple of those.
Something like that.
And I thought Johnny Depp really played the character well.
Yeah, he says he's not going to do that. He's not going to be involved.
Well, I think he's kind of aged out of that role.
I think you're right.
Star Wars Blue Milk, Jay, is coming to stores in April. I don't know if Food Outlet's going to have it, but I'll find out. Star Wars brand Blue Milk, coming out of the 17th part of Lucasfilm's Imperial March, a celebration.
Shouldn't that have been this month?
Now that you mention it, yeah. It's only in one scene in the Star Wars movies, the original in 77, when Luke is talking to aunt and uncle. But it's popular enough, they serve it in Disney theme parks.
Yeah.
All right, what band does Bruce Dickinson belong to?
I don't know that name. Do you know that name, Jay?
Well, that's the name that they used for the SNL skit with Christopher Walken and Blue Oyster Cult.
Ah.
He was the producer or whatever his name was. But I think this is a different band, and it's a classic rock band, isn't it?
It's Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
He thinks front row concert tickets should be the most reasonably priced for real fans of the band that's performing. He says, I've got no interest in paying $1,200 to go and see U2 in the Sphere. None. Maybe $100. But for me, what's important is to try and keep the right type of tickets at the right price. Good luck with that.
Who's a fan of the Butthole Surfers?
I remember them.
Haven't heard them in a long time.